morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Wednesday and every single day. If it's your birthday today, I want to say happy birthday to you. I totally missed saying happy birthday yesterday to my friend Lisa Sissenstein. Yes, it was her birthday yesterday. I want to wish her a very happy birthday. And as we continue on the conversation this morning, we are broadcasting from a beautiful place in Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, of course. This is official first day of the Bikes No Blues rally here in Northwest Arkansas, Rogers, Arkansas, in fact. They have a Pig Trail Harley-Davidson here, and we are traveling on the road, celebrating with our other friends, our motorcycle enthusiasts, and of course, we're dream makers, connecting people with their dream of riding a Harley-Davidson. And this is, for maybe you didn't know this, but this is has been home for the last several years for me before moving over to Oregon, and it's fun to connect with people that we know, and it's really a happy place. It's a beautiful place here, and the weather's warming up here. I know in Oregon right now, temperatures expected to be in the 60s with rain likely, which is so needed. It's hard to say that I've been telling people we've been praying for rain in Oregon, believe it or not, because it's been so dry during the summer, having gone through all the fire season and the fires that aren't contained yet. It's so nice to have that rain, and certainly we're keeping everybody in prayer for the front lines, those who are fighting the fires, those who are recovering, those who are getting back into the areas. There's all kinds of stories. I know I've been reading them through the headlines of what's happening as people are going and finding out what survived, what didn't survive, and coming together as a community. And again, just a shout out to all of our first responders, our sheriff departments, all of the communities. I'm particularly impressed with Malala and all of the farmers and all of the timber folks that there that stayed and protected so much of the area there. Hats off to all of you, and certainly we're keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. As we continue the conversation today, I want to remind you that October 1st, we're going to go to 2 hours. I'm so excited about that. And I'm excited that you all have been sending me emails. I want to say thanks, Avis, for the email yesterday and giving me ideas of who to connect with in the community to have on the air and do interviews with. And it was kind of interesting. I hope you're listening this morning, Avis. The gal that you recommended connecting with has a tie to this couple that we're going to talk to here this morning in Northwest Arkansas. I'm really excited to share their American dream story with you, our friends. And in an effort to encourage, educate, engage, and empower each of us, you know, we want to stay focused on the positive. And there, you know, it's hard sometimes. Even watching the media here in Northwest Arkansas this morning, we kind of did some channel surfing, looking at the headline news and listening to it on the mainstream media. And you know what I found so interesting? Is that they all said the same thing. It's almost like someone gave their talking points, national talking points, but they're all different stations. They're all saying the same thing. I thought, this is kind of interesting. It's kind of like the Pacific Northwest or mainstream media. So it's nice to get some good news. Although this is interesting news. It came from KPTV. I don't know if you had a chance to see this headline or not. Fox 12 News in Oregon, happiest state in America. Happiest state in America, it's not Oregon. Mm-hmm. Oregon report says Oregon ranks 41st. Do you know what the number one happiest state in the union is? It's Hawaii. Yep, Hawaii, according to Wallet Hub, followed by Utah, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Maryland. California is 6th and Washington is 15th. And the report looked at 32 key indicators of happiness for the 50 states, including depression rates, positive COVID-19 testing rates, income growth, and unemployment. I'm going to share this on our Facebook page. You can follow us at KSLM Radio. I'll share this on there. You can dig a little deeper, but I thought that was interesting given all the things that we've gone gone through. And certainly being right here in Northwest Arkansas, I can tell it's not as heavy here as far as people's attitudes, and certainly the masks. People wear masks here, but it's not that heavy-handed, like, you better wear a mask or you're going to get sent to jail, like sometimes we feel there in the Pacific Northwest. And so it is a little bit more of a relief here in Northwest Arkansas. I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being our morning show sponsor. If you have any insurance needs at all or wanting some assistance in financial planning, Bill can help you. Give him a call, 503-885-0789. And I'm so excited to bring into the conversation today my friend Jennifer. Now, Jennifer is married to Vadim, and Vadim and Jennifer have been friends of Terry's for many years. In fact, they as well are motorcycle enthusiasts, and they just upgraded and got themselves a beautiful Tri-Glide, and Jennifer's learning to ride. It's just been fun, and we got to go to dinner the other night and got to know them a little bit more, and they have a powerful story of the American dream. And so I want to bring into the conversation Jennifer. And Jennifer, I want you to share a little bit about you and Vadim, and a little bit about who you are, what you do, and we'll go from there. How's that?
Thank you so much, Stacy. I appreciate you having me on here this morning. As you alluded to, my husband, Vadim, he is of Russian descent. He's actually from Latvia, and that he was there before the USSR fell and all of that. So he came here in 1994, searching for a better way of life, and I guess we found it. We've been able to build our business here in Northwest Arkansas, and he's been able to live his American dream by being able to be self-employed and hopefully continue to be that way during all of this COVID. And we've just been enjoying our area and just building our business.
That's beautiful. And what I love about your story is that you have such energy and enthusiasm, not only for where you live in Northwest Arkansas, but for one another. You are adventurers. Talk to me a little bit about when you're not working, you have this wonderful painting business. And when you're not working long hours, what do you look forward to do when you're not working and it's not COVID-19?
Well, we usually love to travel. We're still able to travel here in the United States. Since all of this has happened, we've started doing RV trips, which we're looking forward to doing further and further as time permits. Now we are able to ride a bike again and really enjoy. I mean, last weekend we went with some friends up to Joplin, so that was fun. But we do like to live life to the fullest and just explore and adventure and do whatever we can to be out in nature and explore and see and just relax after, you know, Monday through Friday painting everyone's houses and businesses. He's very adventurous. So we really like to just get out and explore and see what we can find.
The beautiful thing is, and like our listeners, as you guys are getting to know me, you know, like, where is Stacy? It's kind of like, where is Waldo, right? Well, you know, we've talked about, we like to go out and go treasure hunting for people. And that's exactly what Vadim and Jennifer love to go out and meet people. Talk to us a little bit about the places you've gone to. What countries have you guys visited?
Well, we've been back to Latvia. We've been to Japan, to Spain, Germany and Switzerland and Poland and Mexico. we've just kind of been filling up the map on places that we've gone and enjoy. And every single time that we go to a new country, we always meet people and talk to the locals, meet other people who are vacationing. And it's just wonderful to see how the love of travel and the love of the actual country that we're in just brings everybody together.
And it's fun to be able to travel and see and adventure and really get to explore. And out of all of that traveling and being based out of America, and you've got to experience a lot of different countries, cultures, see different ways of people practice their religion and things like that. What makes America so special to you?
Being able to not do what you want, but to be able to get an idea in your head, like, for instance, building a business and being able to take it and make it a reality. This country is able to make you a dream maker, and you're able to think it and actually make it happen. I mean, it may not be overnight. It might not be an overnight success. It might not be even the next week, but you are able to take that idea and just run with it. And that's the best part about it. I mean, and also the people are friendly, especially in this area. And you're just able to talk to other people, and everybody's always willing to share their knowledge, share their feelings, share everything with you, and make you a better person. And in turn, then you can turn around and help somebody else and make them better as well.
It really is a great way. The American dream is truly an opportunity to do anything you want to here. And having traveled in other countries, you know that there's rules and guidelines, and there's not that freedom, right? There's not that freedom. And what I love about your story and Vadim's story is that he has such a perspective of opportunity, because he knows how closed it was in Russia and how difficult it was, and how when you have an oppressive government telling you how to do everything, you know, how that affects you and your thinking. And so I love that part of your story. What's the name of your business, and what kinds of things do you do in your business?
We're called NWA, like Northwest Arkansas, Hogs Painting. For those of you that aren't in this area, Hogs is a big thing around here. It's the Razorbacks. It's the name of the college team. So we're NWA Hogs Painting. We are commercial and residential interior and exterior painting specialists. The one thing that sets us apart, I guess, is my husband's quality and precision. He just really, he won't stop until the job is 100% correct. Even if the homeowner or the business owner is happy, he doesn't stop until he's happy. And we just love doing what we do. We just love turning people's ideas of their projects into a reality.
I love that too. The cool thing is about 2 years ago, you gave my mom and love's whole house a facelift and did such a phenomenal job with it. And I know it, when you walk in, it's like a whole new place, even though you still have the decorations you put back up and stuff, it's brand new. And so you really do have an opportunity to take those ideas and see it happen in person. And I'm kind of one, I don't know, maybe our listeners and our friends are kind of like that too. I love to watch that before and after. Like the HGTV project, you know, get renovated and get a new fresh look to it. And that's really what you do day in, day out, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. So as you continue to look for new ways to expand business, are you limited just to Northwest Arkansas, or can you also be other parts of the country?
No, that's the best part, I guess, about us being able to travel, have paint stick, we'll travel, basically. We do projects in neighboring towns and states. So we are able to travel, and that's part of what we're able to do. We're able to take the show on the road, so to speak, and fulfill our love of traveling and also working.
I love it. Continuing on with the American dream is so very important. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having so much fun hanging out with Jennifer and you today. Be sure to like us on Facebook, KSLM Radio, and listen live at KSLM.news. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. Want to give a shout out to our friends with the 40 Days of Life. Today is the official kickoff, the 23rd, and 40 days there at the site of Planned Parenthood as they're going to pray and have a vigil from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. each and every day, really, really bringing awareness of standing strong for life and standing strong for voting for our candidates that stand up with our values, right? As we move towards the election, I want to remind you to make sure that you get registered to vote, to check on your registration, make sure that your address is correct so that when they mail you the ballot, that you can get your ballot, get it filled out, and get it in as soon as possible so that our votes are counted, right? We are right around the corner from receiving our voter pamphlet, which will have all the information that we need about each and every candidate that submitted their information to the voter pamphlet, which is a whole nother day, another discussion, so different than many other areas across the country as far as voting goes. But it is important that we stay on top of it. Another note of importance is to make sure that we get a hold of our state or our national senators, because they're going to be voting real soon about confirming the Supreme Court, right, nomination. President Trump has said that he's going to nominate probably on Saturday, and it sounds like he's going to nominate a woman. And so it's very important that we let our senators know how we feel about that. And so we need to be sending emails and giving calls to their office and say, yes, we need to confirm our next appointed Supreme Court justice. And so keeping our eyes on all of those things, also want to make aware that, you know, your insight, your information, your feedback is very, very important. So keep sending me those emails, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. We're continuing the conversation today with Jennifer, and I'm just so impressed with Jennifer and Vadim's story. Vadim having come over at the age, I believe, of 19 from Russia. He certainly knows what it's like to live in conditions that are not like America, right? Under the heavy hand of government and telling them what they can and cannot do. And it really has, and it's too bad. He's already up early working this morning to have him share his enthusiasm for America, for President Trump, for our country and capitalism and free enterprise. He really is a picture of the American dream and why so many immigrants that come here see opportunity that sometimes, unfortunately, our young people just don't get and don't see. Now, Jennifer, you've done the typical American thing. You know, you graduate from high school, and then you went on to college. Talk to us a little bit about that, because you just kind of followed that vision, right? You went to college, and what degree, and what are you prepared for scholastically, and what are you doing now?
Okay. I graduated college. Then I went to Arizona State University, go Sun Devils, mm-hmm. and I did my four-year degree, and then I went on and got my master's degree in special education with an emphasis in administration as well. So it was something that I really enjoyed. I loved learning. I loved, doing my practicum and all of that. Unfortunately, my life kind of took a different track once I graduated, and I just continued working for the company I was working for at the time. But learning all of what I needed to know about how to teach and all of that, that's also helped me in life, just being able to be a better person, be a better manager, a better listener, listening to people who are around me. Because everybody learns different, everybody thinks different. And so I love being able to tailor my approach and speaking to everybody in a way that makes sense to them.
That's perfect, because the schooling and the education, I'm the first in my family to graduate from college. And what I tell people is that college degree opens doors that to opportunities that if I didn't have it, I wouldn't have been able to do. And particularly when I was a single mom, it allowed me to have an income to help support them that if I didn't, I would have had to maybe rely on the government, perhaps. I don't know. But I do think it's good that you have this background. And it's interesting because in your business, what is your role in the business?
I do a lot of the work behind the scenes. I'm the chief estimator. So I go out and meet with everybody and find out what their projects are and decide what their visions are and work on that. And I also do all of the office, the bookkeeping and all of that. I basically run a lot of the behind the scenes things, and I just really enjoy doing that. But I do get to get out almost every day and meet with new clients and previous clients who are calling us back to paint a room or do an accent wall or something like that.
She's very much, the other day when we went to dinner, he said, she's the brains and I'm the brawn, something like that, you know. So he and his mother is here, right? And so she is assisting him with the jobs. And I know certainly when they painted my mom-in-law's home, they did the same thing, you know, they worked together and that was so cool. Now, he shared a little bit about how they were all in a small home over there in Russia and all together, what that was like, and it was such a contrast to America. Most families here, each child has their own bedroom. Can you share a little bit about what that would have been like for him in his house, what his house was like, what he shared?
I guess from what I understand, that it was more like a studio apartment. So everybody slept in the same, well, the living room was also the bedroom. So it was just kind of, everybody was all in the same area. I do believe that there were walls in there that do separate like the kitchen and all of that, but, it didn't have a bedroom all to itself or anything like that. So it was him and his, mom and dad and his brother, and they all just grew up and did that. And then I'm assuming there had to have been a huge shock when he came over here and saw that there's so much room everywhere and houses are so much bigger, even apartments are.
And I wonder too, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him about this, but I wonder if he sees how the waste, you know, how people don't, you know, we just don't understand what it's like to be in want. And he did talk a little bit about how sometimes people that he knew where he lived were jealous of people that the haves and the have nots. And there was a lot of jealousy and things like that, but it does give perspective. How do you think of being there in Russia and then coming to America has given him such motivation?
I think he's very grateful for everything that he has over here, and he realizes where he's come from to what he is now. And I think that's part of what makes him such a hard worker, because it was instilled in him at an early age that you had to work and you had to work hard and you had to be the best at what you do. And I think that's carried through over here. And he just wants to continue working to keep the level of what he has and the happiness of what he has, and that he doesn't have to, you know, go to a 9-to-5 job, that he sets his own schedule and does what he needs to do.
That's so good. We're talking with Jennifer and Vadim. They have a wonderful business together. They're here in Northwest Arkansas, but they travel all around the country and world. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new
day. Good morning, Salem, Monmouth, Independence, Silverton, South Dakota, Texas, and Northwest Arkansas. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. So glad to be hanging out with you on this Wednesday. And if you're tuning in this morning, you're finding and learning along with me a little more about Vadim and Jennifer. And they're in this area. They're amazing Americans who love this country. They're business owners, and they certainly see opportunity, and they love free enterprise, capitalism, and they love helping individuals spruce up their homes by painting it with a fresh coat of paint and all those things that we know we need to do. And for me, honestly, I have so much respect for painters because it's something I don't enjoy doing. I just soon have someone like you all come on in and get it all done for me. And I do love those HGTV type shows, you know, the befores and afters, and you get to be a part of that. Jennifer, talk to us a little bit about your business and who all is involved with you. Is it just you and your hubby?
Well, it was for 3.5 years, but it took us 3.5 years to find two of the most wonderful people. We have Maya, who is chief on marketing, and she helps me in the office. She answers the phone. So if y'all call us, it's her happy voice that you hear when she answers the phone. And she has been such a great help to me, being able to get everything going and everything that I'm not able to do in my day-to-day, because I'm always out in the field with estimates or helping Vadim. And Vadim has Dakota, who is great, and he just recently started as well. he helps him do the painting and, you know, just general in the field. So with the two of them, and of course, Vadim's mom, Alla, with all of them, I feel that we are just really in a great spot and we're just really able to take the world by storm.
That's pretty awesome. You know, this year has been such a strange year, Jennifer, with, and I joke a little bit about, we had that leap day, that extra day, and it threw us all off, right? Because about the 1st of March is when the COVID-19 started affecting our country. And certainly I kind of joke a little bit and call it the election infection, because we'll see how this all wraps up in November or how it ripples on through until the next new year. But talk to us a little bit about COVID-19 and where you were at before it hit and where you're at now and how that's affected what you're doing and how you're doing things. And just even in your personal life, how's that affected?
Well, you know, I was really afraid when it first hit that we were just going to get really, really slow because we had jobs booked and then everything started kind of getting weird and more information about COVID and all of that. And I thought we would get really slow. We have not gotten slow. We've gotten even more booked. And we're booked out about a month, month and a half usually now. And it's just been, it's been a blessing because I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry if our business is being affected. I mean, it could change at any moment. But I know that with all of our hard work that it's just going to continue to get better. And I think that's affected us personally because we usually go on vacation every couple months just to relax because we work so many hours and we usually work even weekends and all of that. And we just haven't. And we just haven't even had time to RV or motorcycle or do too much. We're just almost always working, but we've been blessed. And I'm so very happy that we've had that opportunity to grow and to see what we can do.
Has there been a lot of regulation here in Arkansas? I know in the Pacific Northwest, building and construction in Oregon, particular, a little different in Washington, but in Oregon, it wasn't really hindered so much. There wasn't a lot of strong health department type guidelines so much because a lot of those projects, you don't have a lot of people next to each other, you know, like you would in an office or in a retail space. Was there any government oversight or overreach that you felt like they were checking up on you here in Arkansas?
No, not really. I mean, I read all of the CDC guidelines. I make sure that we're compliant. For instance, every morning I take all of our temperatures. I ask all of the same questions. Have you been, you know, do you have the cough? Do you have sneeze? I mean, with allergies right now, we're all sneezing. But, you know, I just make sure that I'm kind of ahead of the game and I know what they're looking for. We also sanitize all of our, we have this neat little tool and we sanitize everything. Every single time they come home, I lay out all of their tools in the driveway and we just spray it with the sanitizer. So I know that's not something that's been mandated. That's something that I want to do to ensure that our customers always have, you know, the best and the cleanest.
That, which proves my point. My point is a lot of these businesses already are doing preventative things, have been doing preventative things all along to make sure that their customers are healthy, their staff, they're healthy, all of the guidelines, because you do have certain regulations of doing things. I know here in Northwest Arkansas, what I found, and even just living here previously and back visiting, is it's such a community. It really is where people are supporting one another and the businesses, they're helping and encouraging one another. And it was fun when I moved here almost 4 years ago. It was interesting. Everybody was asking me, do you have a church yet? Do you have a church yet? And people say, well, you are in the South, you know, so people are very inviting anyway around here. But certainly the mask thing. What have you found just in general retail, personally, if you don't want to wear a mask, are you shamed here as much in Northwest Arkansas?
You're not shamed, but you do get the look. Before the mask mandate, because we do have in certain, well, I think it's the whole state. I think we are supposed to wear masks, especially in Walmart. Before that happened, I wasn't wearing one and somebody threw a bottle of mayonnaise at me, but, but that hasn't happened since. But I'm very cognizant and aware of it so that I make sure that when I go on my estimates, I always ask if somebody wants me to wear a mask or not. But I don't think it's like a finger pointing and shaming here. It's just more of a courtesy thing here.
It is interesting to be in different geographic locations and see the difference. We were in South Dakota and Washington State. We've traveled here and we've been in California, and it's interesting to watch that. I cannot believe someone threw a bottle of mayonnaise at you. Another customer, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was just another woman in the aisle, and I think I even went the wrong way down the aisle at the time. You know how they have those arrows, and I think I wasn't used to it yet. And she just said, "Where's your mask? And why are you coming this way?" And she threw the bottle of mayonnaise at me, and I just picked it up, put it on the counter, and kept on going. But I mean, that's just the one-off.
Well, in the South, we have a saying, bless your heart. You probably smiled and blessed her heart and went along your way. And that is something that I think raising the bar of kindness is so extremely important. And people are stressed. They're stressed. And there's a lot of anxiety going on right now and a lot of unknown. And I think being a business owner, an independent business owner, where it really depends on you and Vadim to get it done. Now you have employees, right, as well. Do you feel like you're under more stress, or do you just feel really encouraged about the future?
I'm really encouraged about the future, but I've never been shy to say that I've never been in a job where it has been as stressful as trying to run my own business, because you're responsible for all aspects. When, you know, I worked at other companies and I was, you know, high up in the management chain, I had a whole team of people that would just do everything that I didn't know how to do. And now it's all, you know, it's all on me. But I'm so encouraged that we have our employees. I'm so encouraged that, you know, Vadim and I have such a vision and a dream. So I think the future is really bright, and I'm just really excited to see what's going to come in the future.
You know, when we talk about free enterprise and we talk about capitalism and we talk about your risk, you and your husband have taken a risk. You had a dream and you're seeing it, you're playing it out, right? And so there's a whole movement of people right now. We're going to get into politics a little bit, but there's a whole movement of people out there that say those that are successful in business, those that are making a lot of money, they have a responsibility to turn that over. And you know, the redistribution of wealth and all of that, you know, the Bernie bros, you know, and all those out there who want socialism, and they think that this should be, you know, distributed amongst other people. What do you say to that?
I'm kind of at a loss. I guess that. Oh.
So when I caught her off guard a little bit. So, you know, you've worked hard. You've earned your money. You've taken the risk as a business owner, right? And so what right do they have to come to you and say, give me some of that money, right? Do you think the government should mandate that you give to charities, or do you want to do it out of the goodness of your heart?
We do it out of the goodness of our heart. So I don't think it should be mandated, no, but I mean, we've always done that. I mean, the more fortunate we are, the more we give. So, you know, I don't think anybody should tell me, but I just, you know, I just kind of stay in my lane and just keep going and focus on us and focus on the good that we do.
I think that's exactly spot on. And that's a good example of what needs to happen. And I think I get frustrated a little bit when I hear these kids, that some of them are through college or in the middle of college, and they're like really cursing at those who've been successful in business, those who've made the sacrifice, that had nothing, they've made the sacrifice. And yes, they have lots of assets, and they're investing, and they have reward. Maybe they're driving the Tesla and they have, you know, the nice things or whatever. There's like this jealousy that happens, and they think that these people who've worked hard are the bad guys. And that's not the case at all. If anything, you guys are giving even more because you've been given more, and you feel fortunate about that, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I don't know, I guess it's just my mentality, but when I've seen somebody who's more successful than I've been in the past, I just look at them and I think, what have they been doing to build their success? What can I do to emulate what they've been doing? And that's just my, I guess that's how I've always been. And I think Vadim's the same way, you know. How can I make myself better? How can I make the company better? How can I give back more? And that's what drives us.
one of the people that I like to follow. In fact, I share a lot of times the Maxwell Minute with our listeners, is that the difference between someone who's the leader, maybe the business owner, and someone who's the worker or the follower is asking more questions of those who've made those successes in their lives and those decisions. And that's just a matter of how it is. When we come back from this break, I want to talk a little bit to that entrepreneur who wants to take that leap of faith and what you would say to encourage them, okay? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use. Continuing the conversation this morning, talking about the American dream and how it's still alive. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, and I'm broadcasting remotely from Northwest Arkansas. There's a big bike rally about ready to kick off, unofficially, in fact, because when that COVID hit, the bike rally here, it's called Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. Big charitable bike rally. Goes to benefit a lot of nonprofits in the Northwest here of Arkansas. They actually canceled it early summer because of COVID-19. Just not sure where it was going to end and all the planning that needed to happen. But, you know, bikers as they are, they're pretty free-spirited and they mitigate their risk every day getting on a bike. And they're like, we're coming anyway. And so the local Harley, Pig Trail Harley Davidson said, well, we're going to have rally off of exit 86. And so the rally's continuing. They brought Terry and I in to work at this rally. And I get to bring the radio show along with me, which is awesome. So you get to have a picture into another part of the world during this season that we're walking in. And I want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group in Willamette Valley. They are a morning sponsor. Thank you so much. They're ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Be sure to give Dave and Paige a call, 503-939-7099, for any of your real estate needs. As we continue the conversation this morning, you know, I got an email last night from Avis, and she's well-networked in Willamette Valley and certainly a great patriot. And she shared someone that she had met, a gal who is from Russia and had lots of questions and maybe potential interview in the future. And I thought, wow, that ties in with our guest today, as Vadim is from Russia, now been in America since he was 19 and had the vision to start a business. And he and Jennifer work side by side in this business each and every day and really are making the American dream come true. And I'm so inspired by their story, because in a time where a lot of people would be overwhelmed and go, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And especially if people have been laid off, unemployed, I think it's an opportunity to reset, refocus. We've had people on the air, I think, of our friend Steve, who was laid off and furloughed from working in the wine industry. And now he has a new vision and a dream, and he's working on that. I mean, this is an opportunity to take those things that you always thought you wanted to do, weren't sure, and now you can branch out and do those things that are so extremely hidden in your heart. And I say, go for it. And Jennifer, what would you say to someone who's thinking about launching their business for the first time? Their great idea.
I would just say go for it, because it's probably one of the best things that we've ever done. It gives us peace of mind, and you hold your own success in your own hands. So it kind of holds you accountable, because if you don't work hard at it, it may or may not continue. Some things, of course, are easy, but everything isn't always easy. And it's probably the best thing that we've ever done.
Can you think of a story of someone that's been inspired by your guys' story?
Actually, I can. So we have a habit of collecting people, I guess, whenever we meet people or you know, go purchase an SUV or something like that. So we were at a car dealership purchasing an SUV for work. And our salesman at the time, he asked us what we did. We told him a little bit about it, how happy we were working for ourselves, how happy we were with the painting. And a few weeks later, I happened to talk to him again, and he said, you know what? You guys inspired me. I quit the dealership and I started my own company. And he is doing fantastic. So
that's awesome. Now, my question to you is, have you ever been to the Pacific Northwest? Have you been to Oregon?
No, I haven't. And we want to. We haven't been. I mean, we've been to Arizona. That's about as far that way as we've gone. And we want to go to Oregon and Washington State.
So if there's someone listening this morning that's needing a job done, and there's no job, I know Vadim, there is no job that's impossible for him. He will overcome and get that job done. If there's someone that is thinking that they want maybe to have you guys come out and do their project or whatever, maybe they have a big business, because you guys do professional business buildings. You do. There's nothing that you don't work or attempt to do. And there's a lot of people that are renovating homes, renovating things. If they want to hire you for a week, you could bring out, or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month, right? You could bid the project and go from there. How would they start to do that?
They can always reach out to us. Our website is just nwahogspainting.com. It's H-O-G-S painting.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And they can always just, we're also on Google, of course, but they can always just give us a call and talk to us about the project, and we'll do whatever we can to get out there, because we'd love to come see you and Terry.
Wouldn't that be fun? Oh, there's some selfish motivation right there. Have you come out and show you around the beautiful Oregon coast and the mountains, and certainly the Willamette Valley. I want to know, I'm curious about this. This question just came across my thoughts. Is there a project that you've done that looked impossible, or that the owners thought it was impossible, and it was really not that big of a deal?
Yes. We had a house that was kind of in disarray. There were quite a few large holes in the wall, and it needed to be textured, and it needed to be patched, and the colors. I mean, the one room was completely black. Ceilings, walls, trim, everything. It was just black. So that was just kind of different. And they wanted it to be a lighter, happier color, and they just kind of let us choose the color, which isn't normal. Most everybody has an idea in their mind of what color. And so Vadim ran with it, with his vision of how the house would be. And the customer was so happy. And she goes, I know I'm going to find something that you missed. I just know it. 3 weeks later, she messaged me and she said, I can't find anything. There's nothing that he's missed. There's not one detail that he didn't see and get done.
Is there project before and after? You know, I like that HGTV. That's part of, I don't like to be a part of the process, but I like to watch it happen, you know, and the transformation. Are there pictures on your website of like befores and afters?
Facebook and Instagram are always the most up to date with all of our before and afters. Thank you, Maya, for all of that. She takes all of the before and afters and makes them into beautiful little collages and videos and everything else. But yes, absolutely. We have everything up to date. We're actually starting with a new process with popcorn ceiling removal. I don't know if that's a big thing out there. But here, there's a lot of old acoustic ceiling, popcorn ceilings, and there is a new tool on the market that takes it from a week to removing a whole 1,800 square foot house to 2 days. And we had the opportunity to try it out. We've purchased one and we absolutely love it. So now that's a new thing that we're looking forward to doing.
Oh, I know a few homes out in the Pacific Northwest that have a little bit of that popcorn ceiling thing going on, maybe some businesses too. That's fantastic. So you're always on the cutting edge, finding out what's out there and what's going on. So we've talked a little bit about how you've been not able to travel international because of COVID-19 and got an RV and you're traveling stateside now. As soon as that changes, where's the first place you're going to go?
Japan.
What do you like about Japan?
The food, the culture, everything there is so different, but everyone is so polite, just like here, but they're polite in a different way. The way that they are brought up, that if you go and ask somebody on the street for directions to something, they will literally turn around from whatever it was that they were doing and take you, whether it's 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. And they will physically take you and drop you off at the spot that you asked them where it was. They don't just point and say, go that way.
That's fantastic. I certainly have enjoyed my time with you, Jennifer. Thank you. Is this the first time you've been on the radio like this?
Yes, ma'am.
You've done a great job. Thank you for joining the conversation. Please send our love to Vadim. And maybe next time, next year, when we come back, maybe he can join us. We'll make a plan that he can join as well. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, reporting for you today from Northwest Arkansas. We're having so much fun. Glad to bring you along on this journey. Remember, send us an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, KSLM.news. Stay engaged. So glad to have you along. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.